This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and Happy New Year 2021 to our radio audience. By the way, welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out to all our listeners overseas, as well as a special shout-out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on this first day of the year, thank you so very much for what you do to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And remember, if you can't hear the show anywhere else, you can hear it on that website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and you'll be able to hear everything that we are saying on the live show. And then it plays in a loop after that. All right, let's welcome aboard for a Happy New Year, January 1st, 2021. Denise Simon, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
All right, before we take the caller that's on the line, I want to mention something that came in late last night. Apparently, a mine was found on an Iraqi tanker somewhere off the coast of Iraq that was transferring its oil to another tanker in the Persian Gulf. And apparently, they're saying that this could have been Iran that did this, and tensions are very high over there right now.
It generally is Iran that does this, but there were two security companies that watched these kinds of things, and they discovered what is called a limpet on the hull. So they're watching this very closely. Of course, the Brits are there that have been kind of policing those waters, as does our Fifth Fleet. So this particular Iraqi tanker is flying a Liberian flag, which is not unusual because that's just where the ship is based out of.
Sure.
But anyway, so they're watching this one very closely, and they're checking to see what kind of connective tissue it may have to Iran or other intelligence in the region where they have some strangeness going on. But generally, it always seems to be Iran.
Okay, let's go to the telephone line, and we have a question for you from Mike in Clearwater. So Happy New Year again, Mike, and what's your question?
Happy New Year, Denise. Wanted to run just a couple of things by you, Denise. I'm terrified this election and the way it was handled. I can see it now. The Democrats are going to say, no need to look into it. You know, everything was fair. It was the most secure, whatever. We need election reform, and I'm wondering if you've heard anything from your sources as to whether or not the work on that front has begun. And then the second thing I want to run by you, Denise, is the Democrats have pretty much said, and we know they're coming for the guns. And I tell you what, Denise, if you want to see unrest and rioting in the streets and any kind of thing like that, that makes last summer's rioting look like baby play, try to take people's guns away. I guarantee you, you're going to start a revolt. And I just wanted to see what your comments on those two things were. And thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, Happy New Year. There is an awful lot that's going on when it comes to the investigations into the elections. It's not just Georgia, but it's still certainly the other contested states.
Correct.
Including Wisconsin and Arizona. And there's some of that that's machinery that's going on in Congress, too, because we have several in the House that are going to challenge the electoral votes. You've got Louie Gohmert that has got a lawsuit against Pence because he's the ultimate arbiter of what is accepted and what is not. And then you've got Senator Hawley from Missouri that's in the Senate is going to do the same thing. So it's going to be very interesting here this week or early next week. Now, I've offered this suggestion, and it's clearly uncharted territory for us, and that is that these investigations will continue. We've got experts, we've got testimonies, we've got hearings. We had quite the hearing day before yesterday in the state of Georgia. And even after inauguration, this will continue because it really lays the architecture for election reform.
Correct.
And we could find that we could find the culprits, we could find the contracts, we could find the money that had been transferred, we could find all kinds of crazy things. And believe me, we are finding them and putting this whole picture together. So let's say for the sake of argument, we come into March and we find out that not only in five states, it was parts of fraud and various forms of fraud were discovered, not just for the president, but we also have to remember the down ballot candidates.
Right. John James in Michigan, for example.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. We may end up with something like an impeachment. I do not know that.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, because we're going to come right back and we'll discuss more of that, because this is part of what I'm going to be talking about with our attorney in the next hour as to what the process is, what can and can't be done. And we're totally going into uncharted territory right here. So we're all going to find out about this together. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always a...
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at BalanceOfNature.com. Now, just go to their website, BalanceOfNature.com. Take a look at all the different things they have to offer. And use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. Or you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Either way, to start feeling better, go to the website, balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order. Balanceofnature.com. All right, and more with Denise Simon from founderscode.com. That website again, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the articles she writes. Okay, you were saying...
All right, so we find out whatever it is that we find out. It's very early in the process. We've got so many various things that are happening with this investigation. Well, I need to put a plural on that because there's quite the investigations that are going on. But we find out it's illegitimate. The election itself is illegitimate. So what do we do? Well, do we call the election null and void and have a new one, which means we have to unwind a Biden-Harris administration? Is there an impeachment? And then we have to look at the down-ballot candidates because there are a lot of them that have been affected. And, you know, there are a lot of ballots that were only marked with the president and no other down-ballot candidates and or initiatives were even marked. Mm-hmm. So it's just like they just, you know, put one little dot and sent it through. So we're in uncharted territories. Now, as far as the weapons go, it is something to clearly watch because... We know that the threat has been made all through the campaign, and it's been made even prior to that by Biden. I think he even said that he was going to put, Beto O'Rourke in there.
Yeah, it's in their platform. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what we ought to do is say to them that you can't do anything else unless you go for a full repeal of the Second Amendment. So there really ought to be a fight on that. And if you're going to repeal the Second Amendment, then you're repealing the First and any of the others. They have a duty. Every single member of Congress, House and Senate, as well as the Department of Justice, because they're stewards of the court, and even the Biden administration, they are supposed to be standing on our side, protecting our rights, not destroying them. And we have seen a lot of litigation already throughout 2020 on the First Amendment, where the states and these small businesses and churches have been suing the mayors and governors. So, it is something to clearly be prepared for, because there's going to be a standoff for sure. Kamala Harris has even said so. I think, what did she say? She's going to give the first 100 days, and if Congress doesn't come up with anything, she's going to issue an executive order. Well, you can't issue an executive order on that, but she's put that threat out there.
Now, I have an Associated Press story from 7:17 p.m. last night, December 31st, and here's what it says. A federal judge has just ruled local election officials in one Georgia county cannot stop more than 4,000 people from voting in the state's high-stakes Senate runoffs just because they filed paperwork to change their address. Well, that judge happens to be Judge Leslie Abrams Gardner. Now, she made a ruling on Wednesday, and apparently another ruling was made. This looks like a second ruling was made. What's going on here?
She undid that. She reversed her decision.
Because of the pressure that was put on her.
Yeah, and I think it's because she was about to be, there was going to be an impeachment process because she should have recused herself, and she didn't.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
But speaking of courts, because of the hearing on the Georgia Senate that happened, day before yesterday?
Yep.
There was a vote to petition to ask for a hearing, a legal hearing in a court on the absentee ballots. Well, that has been granted, by the way. So the Georgia Supreme Court has granted a hearing, and the judge that will hear that is Rachel Carnthal. Now, this particular judge was appointed by Governor Kemp to fill a vacancy, and then she ran for re-election and won that. So there will, in fact, be a hearing at the Georgia Supreme Court. So we will see where that one goes.
How many judges are on the Georgia Supreme Court?
That's an interesting look.
I don't think
when I looked yesterday, it looked like there were 10, maybe.
An even
but
number.
She is the one. I don't know. I don't know what the number is, but it looked like it was 10 or 12. That is the judge that's going to hear it.
Okay, because usually they're odd numbers, like 7 or 9 or 5 or something like that, but we'll see, 9 being the Supreme Court. All right, the Georgia special election just got thrown in a real upside-down, tipsy-turvy thing with Georgia Senator David Perdue announcing that he's going to be quarantining because of someone he came in contact with, both he and his wife.
Well, we don't know that yet. What has happened is that day before yesterday, he and his wife were both tested. And they tested negative.
Yep.
He got a telephone call yesterday morning that he may have been in contact with somebody who did test positive. They don't know that for sure, but they were giving him the heads up. So what do they say? Out of an abundance of caution, he has decided that he has no choice but to quarantine. Now, interestingly enough, Raphael Warnock has come off the campaign trail for a couple of days, too, and we don't know why specifically, but it may have something to do with the allegations that have been made by his ex-wife.
Correct.
It may be the legal case when had to do with the church camp where there was child abuse that was going
yep.
on.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's nuts in Georgia, and I know it's nuts in Georgia because I got a dear friend that is there right now.
Well, your son lives there.
Yeah, but she's actually staying with my son.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, except for last night where they were obviously celebrating New Year's Eve, but the work is knocking on doors starting tomorrow. Really in all kinds of places, Roswell, Dalton. We've got two Trump rallies that are happening in Dalton and in Valdosta.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very busy place to be right now is in Georgia.
Well, the one in Dalton will be Monday, I believe.
I think they're both Monday.
Okay. One's at 7 o'clock at night, the one in Dalton. That's the paper I got in front of me that I can see right now. 7 p.m., gates open at 3. Okay, well, mm-hmm. then he'll be down to see Scott before that, I guess, in Valdosta. Okay.
I don't know what time that is.
Okay, did you happen to see New York City last night in Times Square?
I absolutely did not.
Wow.
There was somebody there.
Yeah, it was empty except for the stage that they had set up there. I mean, that's a real weird experience all the years that I spent in Times Square to look and see nobody there.
Nobody there. No bomb-sniffing dogs and no people walking around with, what is it, Planet Fitness hats on. And
yeah. All right. Well, Mitch McConnell did it again yesterday. He blocked a quick vote in the $2,000 stimulus checks, and he slammed socialism for rich people. His words, not mine. While Lindsey Graham said that he supported the increased stimulus checks, $600 just wasn't enough to help anybody.
Well, based on the way it's designed, there are some families that could get as much as $10,000. So
okay.
It's a little on the weird side.
And they're the ones that were making $350,000 a year or something like that? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, but also based on the number of kids.
Okay. Oh, the number of kids. Okay. All right. Well, Happy New Year. We'll talk to you on Monday morning, bright and early. So have yourself a great weekend and don't celebrate too much. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out the articles that she writes. And we'll have an abbreviated military report when we come back because there's not a lot to talk about. Don't go anywhere.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate with a rare New Year's Day session as they will gavel in at noon Eastern time today. By rule, the vote to end debate on the override defense bill veto comes at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, which needs 60 votes. Starting today, illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards in Virginia. Advocates of the permits claim the issue is in the interest of public safety. Virginia's General Assembly, which has a Democratic majority, passed the legislation allowing the cards in March. Illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards if they are a resident of Virginia, if they have reported income from Virginia sources in the last year, or were claimed as a dependent, and if their driving privilege is not suspended or revoked in Virginia or elsewhere. And a very happy new year from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where you can become a certified aviation technician. And guess what? You will change your career forever and never be wanting for a job. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to take care of your educational needs so you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one is right here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater. Now, check them out online, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call, which is what I would suggest. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080.
2080 and ask to take a tour of one of their facilities so you can find out exactly what's involved. You get to talk to the instructors, you get to talk to the students, you get to see the classes, you get to see what's involved, and you will understand the statement that I made that you will never want for a job again. Certified aviation maintenance technicians are in high demand all across the world. The world is your ticket, as they say. All right, let's get started. A couple of things in the news before we mention the American side of things. In Afghanistan, a pilot who had been hiding out, he was a helicopter pilot by the name of Masad Atal, who had helped rescue a downed American airman and had had a price put on his head by the Taliban, was gunned down in broad daylight in Kandahar by Taliban assassins yesterday in a targeted killing. What a shame. He was also trying to seek asylum here in the United States so that he could come here and remain in the country and continue his training because he wanted to be a jet pilot, but his country called him back. And this is the end result. Wow. Also, in the Persian Gulf, what was believed to be a mine, magnetic mine, was found on the side of an Iraqi oil tanker, which was transferring its cargo off the coast of Iraq to another vessel. Obviously, it was a smaller vessel bringing oil to a bigger vessel, was what was going on. And fortunately, they located this mine and removed it from the vessel. Which would have created a problem, and God only knows what else would have happened. Because there probably would have been retaliation by somebody against Iran. So we'll see where all that goes. And that's the top of the headlines for that at the moment. Now, two Japan-based American destroyers, two Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyers, the USS John S. McCain and the USS Curtis Wilbur, conducted a routine Taiwan Strait transit yesterday. And they went through the, for the second time, they went through the straits there that are constantly being challenged by China, who claims credit for that. And, of course, every time we do that, they say we're provoking the Chinese military into doing something, and they call us bad names and all that. By the way, the Trump administration declassified unconfirmed intelligence on China bounties on U.S. forces in Afghanistan. And if the information is indeed true, it could drastically change China's relationship with the U.S. and heighten tensions between the two superpowers at a time when Joe Biden would be taking over as president by the looks of it here as it stands right now. Now, as of Monday, 59 out of 62 Navy bases around the world had travel restrictions reinstated, according to a Pentagon document. Now, the only U.S. Navy bases that have lifted their travel restrictions are located overseas, the Naval Station Rota in Spain, the Naval Station Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, and the Naval Support Activity Base in Bahrain. Also, the Marine Corps has started to roll out suppressors for the M4, M27, and M4A1 rifles. Some 30,000 are headed to the Marine Corps frontline combat units. And Lockheed Martin has delivered 123 Joint Strike Fighters this year, F-35s. This according to information put out by the company. That's a lot of aircraft going around the world, the F-35. And the following report has come out on the Aegis ballistic missile defense. It was released just before Christmas, the Congressional Research Service report is now being made public, and you might want to take a look at that and see what's going on with our missiles around the world. the Aegis Ballistic Missile Defense. By the way, the plan to pull 12,000 troops out of Germany is not carved in stone. Troop withdrawal from Germany is in a holding pattern at the moment. We'll see what happens. That's partially because U.S. President-elect Joe Biden plans to tap Kathleen Hicks, a Deputy Secretary of Defense, or as Deputy Secretary of Defense, and Colin Kahl as the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, bringing in two experienced hands in to guide the Pentagon under the Defense Secretary nominee, Lloyd Austin, whose nomination is still up in the air by some people that don't particularly agree with that. We'll see where that goes. It's still not a done deal. And the Pentagon has kept $398 billion for F-35's full-rate production on hold. The most recent of many milestones for a full production decision on a $398 billion program no later than March of next year has been scrapped by Ellen Lord, the Defense Department's Undersecretary for Acquisition and Sustainment. We'll have to wait and see when the new administration comes in, whenever that is, if they reinstate it. By the way, I mentioned the tensions in the Middle East. The United States military and our allies are bracing for an all-out possible attack on American personnel and interest inside Iraq on January the 3rd, which is the anniversary of the killing of General Soleimani by our forces. Remember the drone that did that? And even though it's not quite the Terminator, have you seen the muscle-bound robots coming to the Army and the Marines? Muscle tissue added to the robots will give them never-before-seen mobility and agility. And we've seen robots this week dancing, and we've seen robots this week doing military marches and this, that, and the other to show what they can and they can't do. It's unbelievable. Come a long way, baby, as they like to say. And in Colorado, a Colorado National Guardsman who had been sent to help out at a nursing home struggling with the outbreak of the coronavirus is reported to be the first U.S. case of the various variant. We'll see what happens there as that's floating around the country right now, it seems to be anyway. And finally, how many ships are going to be commissioned in the Navy in 2021? Seven new ships joining the Navy in 2021. All right, I'm coming back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, remember, at Balance of Nature, you can save 35% right now on your order just by going to the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Take advantage of whatever they have there that you might want to order. And guess what? You'll save 35%. So remember, to start feeling better, go to the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Save 35% on your order. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Georgia, you're headed out to vote. No more early voting. You got a storm coming in your direction. That's going to make life interesting, maybe come Tuesday. Let's listen to what Lan Chen has to say.
This is Lan He Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. It's easy to dismiss the Senate elections in Georgia as just another vote to decide 2 more seats in Congress, and that ultimately, it may not be all that consequential. I'm sure some of our fellow Americans, and more than a few Georgians, wonder what the point of voting is at all, given the outcome of the recent presidential elections. But I'd urge those Georgians with doubts or who wonder if their vote matters to recognize that the elections in their state do indeed matter. A lot. An unconstrained left means a move towards socialized medicine, the Green New Deal, and much higher taxes for many Americans. The only way that can be stopped is if Georgia voters cast their ballots in the upcoming runoff elections for the U.S. Senate. Your voices will matter, and your votes will be consequential. Don't miss out on this opportunity to make a real difference for all Americans. I'm Lon He Chen.
All right, that's Lon He Chen. And, of course, you hear him on a number of these radio stations during the course of the daytime with his opinions. Now, I want to mention that there are some interesting developments, again, when it comes to China. The New York Stock Exchange announced yesterday that it's going to delist three Chinese companies identified as being affiliated with the Chinese military. Now, the announcement was made to comply with the U.S. executive order barring American investments in Chinese firms owned or controlled by the military. And according to Bloomberg, it was signed, of course, by President Donald Trump in November. Now, the three telecom communication companies are China Mobile Limited, China Telecom Corporation Limited, and China Unicom Hong Kong Limited. They will all be suspended from trading sometime between January 7th and January 11th. You'll no longer be able to buy their stock on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, these three companies all generate the entirety of their revenue in China and have no meaningful presence in the U.S. except for being listed on the exchange. They have separate listings in Hong Kong where you can find them. Now, the executive order was an attempt to pressure Beijing over abusive business practices. The order prohibited U.S. investors from buying and selling shares in a list of Chinese companies designated by the Pentagon as having military ties. I get it. I understand it. And I hope you do, too. I got rid of a phone because of all this a while back. A ZTE phone. Got rid of the phone because, quite honestly, you were being spied on if you had a ZTE phone by China, quite honestly. Now, have you heard about Black Lives Matter? They came out of the woodwork yesterday, and they demanded, yes, you're hearing me say this right, demanded monthly checks for struggling families. How much do they want per month? Didn't say. But it looks like the number starts at about $500 a month and goes up. So, who knows? But these people, unbelievable. Now, there is a report coming out of the House of Representatives that a group of House Republicans and 10 Democrats who voted against Nancy Pelosi to be Speaker are plotting to deny Nancy Pelosi the opportunity to be seated as a speaker. I don't have any idea how they're going to do it, but again, in order to change anything in the House of Representatives, the majority is 218 votes. You have to come up with 218 votes to get anything put through there. And if you can't do it, then all you're doing is blowing smoke. By the way, Israel has vaccinated 7% of their population, leading the world right now. Kudos to them for that. Kudos to them. Good job, Israel. Also, Ally Bank is offering $250 in savings to any baby that was born New Year's Eve. So if you had a little one that was born, Ally, A-L-L-Y, wants to give you $250 in a savings account. There you go. How about that? By the way, a Wisconsin hospital worker was arrested for the vaccine sabotage of 500 doses of the Moderna vaccine. A suburban Milwaukee pharmacist was arrested and charged. This is a serious thing. This is a felony charge. And after 21 days of vaccine single-dose inoculations, Pfizer has no data yet as to
what's going on, if anything's going on, how it's working, how it's not working, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes, you know, they say no news is good news. Well, maybe that's the case right now. Oh, in case you wondered what the FBI was up to lately, because we haven't heard a lot about them, we heard yesterday that the FBI has stepped up their efforts to root out foreign corruption. Don't know what that's going to be. And here's a good one for you. The father of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said that he's going to apply for French citizenship. He no longer wants to be part of Britain over the Brexit deal. Wow. By the way, trust in news reporting with our mainstream media has sunk to the second lowest level in half a century right now, according to the Gallup poll. People do not believe or buy what the mainstream media is telling them, which may be another reason why this show is growing so much and continues to grow and is going to make more additions in the coming year. Whatever, I'm not surprised, and neither should you be. By the way, Peter Navarro, I believe he's the overseas trade rep with China and whatnot. He says Beijing will not hold up its end of the EU-China deal, that they are not going to stand with it. And did you hear about the Mexican-California border? It's been reported that as many as 65,000 migrants are lined up at several locations to come into the United States once Joe Biden becomes the president, because they all believe they're going to get amnesty. But it's also part of what's going on is immigrants are actually leaving California, going to Mexico due to the pandemic and due to the current regulations under Donald Trump, to await and see what happens. So it's not just the people that are there and the ones that are coming there. It's the ones that are going there from California. Now, I'm not the governor of California, nor do I have anything to do with politics out there, except I know some people that are in different offices and whatnot. But it seems to me, California, if you're listening, that you might want to see to it these people stay on the other side of the border and don't come into your state, which is what's created many of the problems you got there now, especially when it comes to the virus and other diseases that they seem to bring in with them, as you might already know. So I'm just saying. All right. Happy New Year to you there, kiddo. Christine down there in Sarasota. Remember, Saturday I'll be at the Robarts Arena for the gun show down there from 9 to 1. Okay, I will be back. We'll be talking with GOP attorney Amanda Mackey. We're going to ask her about what's going to happen in the Senate and the House, how what the procedure is, and she's going to tell us as well as more. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.